It is pretty clear there's no love lost between the Trump administration and the government of Iran. Over the past few days, President Trump has been delivering a warning to Iran, basically, don't threaten the U.S. or else.
With Iran, we'll see what happens, but they've been very hostile. They've truly been the number one provocateur of terror. We have no indication that anything's happened or will happen, but if it does, it will be met, obviously, with great force. We'll have no choice.
Iran's foreign minister responded to that on Twitter using the hashtag #NeverThreatenAnIranian. In recent weeks, U.S. officials have been talking up an unspecified threat from Iran. That's gotten pushback from European allies as well as Tehran. Yesterday, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said the Iranian threat was on hold because of the tough talk from Washington.
We're in a period where the threat remains high, and our job is to make sure that there is no miscalculation.
American officials say they don't want things to escalate. But how is all the back and forth about a possible war with Iran going down in Tehran? The world's Shirin Jafari spoke with one Iranian businesswoman.
Leila Danishbar visited the UK for the first time in 2012, and she noticed something immediately.
I saw all these disabled people living their life freely, going shopping, having fun, and you could see them actually in society.
That was not what Leila saw back home in Iran. There, she says, most elderly people and people with disabilities are stuck at home.
There's no accessibility anywhere.
Sidewalks and crosswalks are not designed for them, she says. And often, they don't have the right equipment to help them navigate their daily lives. There are no reliable data on the numbers of Iranians with disabilities. But a Human Rights Watch estimate puts that number at 12 million. Out of a population of 80 million. It could be much higher. Some of that is because of injuries people suffered in the 8-year war between Iran and Iraq in the 1980s.
So we thought that if we start doing this for our people, one is a niche market in Iran, and two, we are helping our people.
Leila and her husband started a company that produces medical equipment, like wheelchairs, walkers, and mattresses that help prevent bed sores. Leila is the CEO, and she runs the company from Tehran. Leila says she was lucky. She started her business just as the U.S. and Iran were negotiating a nuclear deal. That deal would lift economic sanctions on Iran. In 2016, President Obama made an announcement at the White House, and towards the end of his speech, he said this.
Following the nuclear deal, you, especially young Iranians, have the opportunity to begin building new ties with the world.
That's what Leila was doing. After the nuclear deal, she partnered with a Swedish company.
We had a big celebration, and it was a big break for our company.
But her celebration didn't last long.
Today I am announcing our strategy, along with several major steps we are taking.
Last year, President Trump walked away from the deal. He reimposed sanctions. And how was Leila feeling about all this?
It's like suddenly you bump into a wall and you don't know how to climb it.
Leila lost a contract with a Chinese company, a major supplier of raw plastic she needed for her business.
And when I asked them, they said that we have a new American company who's purchasing the product from us. And they told us if you have any connection with any Iranian company, we cannot deal with you.
She's reached out to a Turkish company now, but she's not sure if they'd be willing to work with Iranians, given all the pressure from the Trump administration. And adding to all the stress she's feeling is something even bigger.
The U.S. sending an aircraft carrier, warships, and fighter jets to the Middle East as a, quote, unmistakable message to Iran's regime. But so far,
there's talk of a possible conflict. Leila has been hearing all about it on the news.
It's scary. We had our childhood during the war.
It reminds her of the Iran-Iraq war in the 80s, when she was just a kid.
Some of the patients that I see, they are the war wounded. And still, we haven't been recovered from the last war. And I don't want, of course, any war for our people who are just recovering from the previous one.
Leila started her business to help Iran's wounded veterans. She knows well how long the wounds of war can take to heal. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.